Hey guys, this is Low End Radio coming at you. This is episode one. I'm filling up in for our host right now as he's taking a piss. Oh, here he comes. Markel, welcome back.
Hey guys, how you doing? This is Markel. What we're going to do first is we're just going to go around and introduce ourselves. Go ahead.
My name's Connor.
My name's Steve.
I'm Isaiah.
My name's Christian. And we are the Hedgehog Boys. No, my name is Christian. Really?
No, that's Walker. My name's Christian.
Well, something we like to do here, is I'm wearing a pink Simpson shirt with Krusty the Clown on it, with a red outlines of Krusty the Clown.
And so, if you hadn't caught on yet, we're describing our shirts.
Oh yeah, we're definitely describing our shirts.
I'm wearing a Metallica Kill 'Em All shirt.
I'm wearing I'm wearing an $8 Star Wars shirt.
I'm wearing a gray polo V-neck that I'm probably going to burn holes in with my sweat.
I was wearing a Made for the Journey New Frontier. Like, what is this?
Graphic tee.
No, I mean, what color?
That is navy blue. Navy blue.
Yeah, like navy blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not wearing it.
No, oh. I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt with Lando and Han Solo on it.
So, guys, let me ask you some important questions here.
It's not Christian out. I mean, Walker.
I'm dead.
What?
No.
I'm so confused. Which one are you? No,
we've never met before.
Yeah, which one?
Yeah,
are
we just kind of did this.
What's your name?
Christian.
Oh, and you're Walker, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let's not confuse the viewers. They're already like lost.
We're both Christians.
Yeah, they're lost if they're watching
lost. They're in a bad room.
If you're watching this, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Yeah,
go to some other podcast.
Yeah,
go watch Joe Rogan.
Why are we gonna discuss him?
No, take that off there.
Okay. Let's
all right,
talk.
Now let's talk about some important things in the world. Right, what's going on with the culture? Anybody got any?
Well, we're from Kentucky.
Yes, we are. We are from that.
But
that means we have no teeth.
And we
do meth.
We chew a lot.
We all do meth. We have no teeth.
We don't have like.
We all chew backer.
And we all fuck each other's sisters.
Yep.
Including
we do have.
Wait. We're going down.
But we have LA. So that's
Yeah, we do have
LA. LA is pretty good.
For you guys that don't know what LA is, because you probably don't, LA is not alcohol. It's a soda.
It's
like ginger and citrus.
It's
yeah.
Really good.
It's actually called LA One because it stands for a late one. You know, taglines and stuff.
What the fuck?
You
really
no, I knew that. I knew that. I'm just saying. Okay. What? It's whatever. Don't look at me like that. Stop, please.
So, okay. Yeah, we literally are from the middle of nowhere. The town we live in is like...
It got burnt down like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And flooded.
It's a really small town. We really have nothing there. There's like no jobs, no opportunities.
Let's just tell them what their town is. If they want to come, let them.
Yeah.
It's really
we're from Bayville.
Bayville,
Kentucky.
Every county around it is Egypt, and we are Egypt. Just
what
are you talking about?
What are you
talking
about?
No,
Egypt, like nothing, barren.
Egypt has pyramids and we don't. We have that.
Egypt's way cooler.
No, Egypt's hot.
Shut the fuck up.
So
what he's trying to say is our town's a shit show.
We live in borderlands.
Okay, let me put it into perspective just how shit our town is.
The Thunderdome from Mad Max.
So you know that restaurant called Dairy Queen? Yeah, that one, that really disgusting one.
Wait, I worked there.
That no one eats at, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only restaurant. That's the only fast food restaurant we
have
in the whole
town. We have Subway.
Which Subway?
Yeah.
Subway. But nobody eats there.
I love Subway.
No, Subway's bad. It's worse than Dairy
Queen. No, that's just because you hate Subway.
Subway has Jared. The
yeah,
pedophile.
But Dairy Queen has me.
Any publicity is good publicity.
That's true.
Publicity.
Or
I
don't know who that is.
Steve.
Oh.
Well, you're gonna have to edit that out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, don't listen.
Yeah.
Let's edit this whole part out. All right, and we're back. We took a little short break. I had to piss.
Wait, why'd you have to tell that?
Because we just like just cut out of nowhere.
You got to edit this out now.
We've already had two different people urinate on
okay.
podcast.
And we're
minutes.
Back. I'm sorry, I had to go piss.
Stop!
We're not editing all that.
Stop that! We have to tell them why.
We're leaving
we
all that in.
No, stop. Don't stop telling people to go to piss.
Well,
stop.
Are we taking like a group piss?
No. No.
Boys, we'll be right back. We have to go take a group piss real quick.
We've done that one. No.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Oh,
speaking
okay.
of group piss, so us being the shit show teenagers we are, we decided to go take a group piss.
I wasn't there.
Inside public showers.
I like how Walker has to clarify
that he wasn't
everything
there.
That they did, I was not.
Okay, no. Okay. I think we need to clarify this right now. Okay, so we
I was
are
a part of some of it.
Currently in a college program at a dormitory in Eastern Kentucky. We've been here. Some of us longer than the others.
This is my third year.
Some of us, it's their third year, and the others, we've only been here for two. But last year, we got into quite a bit of trouble, and I do want to go ahead and talk about that first. So, if anybody wants to start out, go ahead.
Is this a confession booth?
We're
in the confession
moments.
A teenage confession booth.
Oh, man.
Teenage
episode one.
Back.
That's a cool spot.
That would be a cool movie confessions podcast.
Oh, God, no. Everybody would rest.
Okay, so where do we start?
Let's just start with the simple fact that we...
Why do I have
okay.
to buy a bag of grapes?
No, it was you guys' fault most definitely.
Stop
okay,
playing Pokemon Go.
Stop.
Walker is playing Pokemon Go while we're supposed to be recording this podcast.
Having a good time.
Don't
it's not
stop
very professional.
That.
Yeah, Walker, not very professional.
I gotta
as
get rid
see,
of these
we're
Pokemon.
In a very, the audience can't see, but as we all can see here recording this, we're in a very professional setting.
How do
and
I send it
we
back
can't,
to the...
be doing this. We can't be playing Pokemon Go
like
while recording this high quality podcast.
Yeah, Walker, who else gets to record in a college dormitory that's nobody's living in?
In an empty room with horrible acoustics.
And everyone's
exactly.
crowded around one desk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
and we're using a Android phone
yeah.
microphone.
That's cracked all to pieces.
Yeah.
But it's picking up pretty good.
Hence the name Low End Radio.
Yeah. Walker, can you please not?
Hold on, Mom.
I want to start the story.
Walker,
go
are
ahead.
We gonna have to get the phone basket out?
No, okay. Wait, then we'll figure the podcast on.
Yeah, guys, I'm not doing anything wrong.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and start out the stories. So this was last year, and it was a few of us. It was our first year here. So we were kind of iffy on what to do, but, you know, we still walked around like we owned the place.
Because we did.
And we still do.
Some of the rules are that you're not allowed to go in other dorms that are unoccupied. And
so, of course, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We
did. We
was not aware of the rule at that time.
We weren't told that. Yeah, so we weren't.
Well, we weren't told like that we would really be punished.
Well, the doors were unlocked.
Yeah, the doors were unlocked. So,
yeah,
that
was their fault.
Okay, but think about this: you're walking down the neighborhood, somebody's door is unlocked. You're just gonna walk in. Is that what you're gonna do?
Yes.
Walk in,
have you
terrible
heard of
or
the
shit.
1950s?
Oh,
have you heard of squatter laws? If you sit in someone's house while it's unoccupied for long enough, you own the house.
No, but it's different. It's different, though, because, yeah, I wouldn't walk in someone's house if they had the door open, but this is different because there's nobody staying in the
oh,
house.
Yeah, there's, like,
nobody. If someone was staying in them, I
so,
definitely wouldn't go in there.
So basically what you're telling me is you're okay with homeless people living in, like, abandoned buildings?
Yeah, no, I would be okay with the homeless person living in an abandoned building. Like, if someone just left their home, and it's been like sitting there for, and you know that nobody's gonna come back into it. Go ahead, that's a house. That's like it's up. You should go ahead and get in that.
I don't
like,
know about it.
You've got no place to live. Like
you
where else are you gonna live?
Homeless shelter.
Don't you want to like explore abandoned places?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
exactly.
that's
yeah.
similar to that.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay. No. But what I'm saying is staying in. Would you be okay with homeless people staying?
Especially
if you're going to explore these places.
No, yeah, I would be okay with that because like then I would just know not to explore that place.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay
with that's
it.
Stupid because I want to explore that place, but there's a homeless person there with a glass shard threatening me.
Where else
are they going to
live?
I would be okay with it if nobody owns the place.
Story.
No, nobody does own the place. It's just they live there.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we got to get back to the actual story.
All right. So, just like the homeless people, we walked into those rooms because... No,
because we're homeless.
No. Okay, so you put curiosity, like mixed with a whole bunch of teenage boys,
Boredom.
And boredom, yeah. So we're going to do something about it. So we did do something
about
it.
Just to clarify before they say anything, I was not a part of any of this.
That is
a lie.
This specific day that they're speaking of, I was on my own adventure.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay,
we're
No, I'm talking about the time that we went in there.
I also did not know these people at this point.
And we were playing that. Music.
Yeah, so we were playing some really. You weren't in there.
Oh, that day.
So we were playing some pretty hype music, and of course, if you play some pretty hype music,
I don't know if you guys have ever.
Wasn't it Rage Against the Machine?
No,
it was
Scarlord. Chainsaw.
No. That was when we were in our. We were really edgy.
Yeah.
Like
so.
We were in our sad boy phase, and it was bad times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were playing Scarlord, and of course, you know, we're like, wait, we don't want to wreck this room because we stay in this room. So of course, we go in the rooms that were unoccupied down the hall, and so we started raging with this music on. We started throwing mats around, spinning all over the place.
I guess the machine.
And then comes the good part. I, being the dumb klutz, no, this is all intentional. I draw back and as hard as I can punch the cabinet and break it. And then these two, Connor and Christian, come up behind me and punch the cabinet as well and just completely obliterate
it.
At the same I punched a door that was made of steel.
He did.
And almost broke his hand.
So we then we like snap into it, like we're like, oh snap, what did we just do? So we hurry up, we flip the mattresses over, put the mattresses back. Put the beds in their place, so we run out of the room as quick as we can. Don't tell anybody about it.
But then, my roommate at the time...
Let's call him Jackson.
Jackson.
Okay. Okay, so Jackson, not his real name, but at the time, he was hanging around with us and stuff, going on some adventures with us, had some good times and stuff.
Pretty cool guy.
He was a dick sometimes. But he was all right.
Yeah,
overall
he was cool.
See, like we all thought we could trust him. He seemed all right and stuff. Then all of a sudden he just went and snitched on us all.
So what we were like, you know that meme going around like that?
Oh
shit, a rat. That's what was going through our head at the time.
Yeah.
No,
because
everybody thought it was me.
No, I swear. Like, we were all thinking, like, there's nobody. We've known everybody here too long for us to ride on each other, so it must have been Jackson.
Yeah.
Like,
we thought it was either him or the other guy whose name we'll call
Tommy.
Oliver.
Vape Lord. Okay.
Okay.
I
that's
can
three
that.
Different names.
No. It's no.
Just Vape
Star
Lord.
Vape Lord, and then we have Jackson. There's two people.
Okay.
Because yeah. He was. I still hate Vape Lord.
Or his.
No, it wasn't.
But this the vape ward became very close to us, and we're pretty certain now. And he's told us multiple times, and like he's like looked us like straight in the eyes. And,
are you talking about Jackson?
No, I'm
talking
about vape ward. And we can pretty confidently say that it wasn't him.
No, we know for sure that it was Jackson.
Yeah, we know.
Steve.
Yeah.
I got in good with him at like on the end of summer trip, pretty much. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And he was like, I'm glad I did that.
Him and Meme.
Yeah.
Told me it was them.
All right. So, and basically, we just basically recently got told by the main people in charge.
The directors.
They are like, sometimes friends will snitch on you. Like, they'll rat you out in a second. And then...
Absolutely happened today.
And then they looked up at us. But,
yeah.
When they said that they were directors. It's all cool with us and the directors now. We're It's like nothing ever happened, but you know.
But that wasn't really the only thing that we got in trouble for, though, because there was another thing with toilets.
Which you should not talk about.
Well, I wasn't involved at all with that.
With the toilet?
No, I didn't flush anything down the toilet.
I was in a different land.
No, you were
there for that.
No, the oobleck.
That's for the condoms.
The oobleck. Yes, you flushed the oobleck down the toilet.
It was me and you.
Yes.
Yes, because remember?
Okay.
Yes,
because
I had my hand and then like, it got everywhere. It went in the floor and everything.
I swear I don't remember.
I was like,
this.
Ew, and I threw it in the toilet.
Okay, this is what happened. So, of course, yet again, us being dumb, bored, and teenagers, and there was a toilet in the room. And what can you do with a toilet besides use it?
In our room or in the bathroom?
In the room. Like, your room. Or in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. But, okay, so, in the bathroom, quote, quote. So, yeah, what else can you do with a bathroom besides use it? Or a toilet besides use it? Well, you can throw stuff down it. Well.
I'm still using it.
That's another problem.
Besides all the awkward walk-ins that we had with that bathroom, there was some stuff thrown down that toilet that made it erupt badly.
Okay, picture the boys' floor is the third floor of the building we're in. The girls' floor is the second. And water goes down.
And then comes back up through the girls' floor.
So imagine this. Pink slime coming out of your toilet with glitter
and grape soda
and a big pile of shit that Steve took prior.
Man, that was a massive shit. It took a lot of blocks.
So
just imagine all that coming and pumping out
so,
of your floor.
So put your like, imagine yourself as a girl right now on that floor. You walk in to go take a shower. And you just step in this big pile of pink, like, gooey
nasty
shit.
How I imagine it going is, like, they hear a noise coming from the bathroom. And then
they
open the door, and they're like, what is that? And it's just getting louder and louder.
And,
then they,
explodes.
Like, they, like, look down the toilet, and it explodes in their face.
What would they look
epic,
down the toilet?
And, like, epic style, you know, dab.
Like Nickelodeon slime type
Wait.
Stuff. It just kind of drips off.
You guys know the girls that was under us.
Was Regina?
Yeah.
No, it really was. Regina was like, it's too late. It's too late. She was like, there was like,
it's fine.
It was, yeah, it's exploding.
Regina.
It was exploding all over their bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was the first time I've ever got scared at UB.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Because we have the sweetest director, and for this, we'll call her Topanga. She is the she is the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. She has a soft voice. She's just really nice to me, and she got really mad that day.
Yeah,
and
she became like one of the scariest.
Yeah,
people
here's how it happened. We were coming back from lunch, and we walk into our building, and like she's like, "There's a few of the boys right there." And we, like, look around, and she, like, comes up towards us, and she's like, "You're in very big trouble.
I know what you did.
We know what you did." And we're like, okay. And she was like, "Don't act stupid. We know. We'll talk about it later."
And then Steve comes walking past.
Yeah,
I again was
come
disconnected.
And she just, like, points at me, and she's like, "I need to talk to you, too." And I was just like, "What the fuck?" I just looked like a deer in the headlights.
Okay.
And we just went up to our rooms. Okay, here was my perspective. Because I was like, I was singled out. I wasn't walking with you guys. I just got an ice cream, all right? I was enjoying my ice cream. I just walked out of Case. I was walking back to Burnham by myself. I see.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's fine. I was walking back to the door. And I see Tamara or Topanga.
we'll bleep it.
Ow, I'm here.
We'll bleep it. Go.
Okay, Topanga. I saw her coming, walking towards me. She had the biggest smile on her face. Okay, she looked so happy.
God.
She smiled at me. She said, "Hey, Christian." And I was like, "Oh, hey." And then she got like right up next to me. Then she grabbed my shoulder, pulled me in front of her, and said, I want you to know, we know exactly what you've done.
We know everything,
and we're going to have a talk later. I'm going to set all you boys down. She said, I want you to know, it was one of you boys ratted all of you out. And I was like, all right. And she was like, okay, we'll talk later.
And it was, like, for me, like, it wasn't just the fact that she like, singled me and Connor out. Like, she caught us in her voice. Like, it wasn't that that scared me as much. It was all the stuff that we did.
Because we
flashing through my mind.
We had done a lot more.
Yeah, like a lot more. Like she only brought up the rooms and the toilet. I'm like, I'm like, oh, okay, that's
wait,
like.
Wait, hold on, I don't know any of
that. That's like two out of six.
Hotel,
oh
right?
Yeah, okay. So
I don't know if we should.
No, no, we should.
Maybe in a later episode.
Yeah.
I still want to know.
We'll just
talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So yeah, that just absolutely scared me, and like I didn't know what to do with myself. I was kind of like, we were just kind of like walking, like pacing back and forth, like you see in TV shows, like, who did this? Who snitched on us? Who ratted us out?
And little did we know, the guy was just sitting right beside us.
Yeah, just sitting beside us the whole time, just listening to all
he
of our conversations.
Little...
Mm.
Yeah,
like the anime, like flicks his glasses up, like, you retard.
My favorite moment in like the time when they first were interrogating us. was when they were talking about the toilets and stuff, and Travis just raised his hand and says, I keep saying names.
We'll bleep it.
Okay. Jackson. Yeah, Jackson says, he raises his hands and says, I flushed some grape soda down the toilet. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
No,
but.
No, but that's the funny thing. Like, I was about to, like, turn around to him, because I'm, like, at that point, I knew that he was the one to snitch. I was like, where did you get the grape soda? Cause like I knew that was gonna be like a whole new thing to get up in trouble, but like, but then I was like no, that would like snitch on us too.
Yeah.
So like I was like, no, I just keep it. But the thing I was gonna do, like, since like everybody was being honest, like I was like, you know, I'm gonna come clean. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell them what they want to know. If they ask what we did, I was gonna tell them everything that we did. But no, they asked like, what did you do? I'm like, okay, we did go in the other rooms, and they're like, yeah, we know that. And then, like, what else did you, like... And then it was to the point that we couldn't hide the toilet thing anymore. So I'm like, I know I got to get the toilet thing out. It's like, we know that we did this.
Yeah.
So we couldn't hide that back anymore. So that was the two things I just brought out.
About the toilet thing, remember when I was embarrassed about
the glitter?
Yeah.
You're like, I kind of put glitter down the toilet.
I was scared to admit that. And it seemed like nothing. The guys were just making fun of me. And then Becca just like, what? And it was just like... It's just glitter.
No, you're freaking like, you're like, guys, please don't tell me how much glitter down the toilet.
you're so
paranoid. You're like, please, guys, please, you swear.
Well, I'm scared. Okay. I don't get in trouble that much.
I was at the doctor's office getting my hand fixed. And I came back in the middle of this meeting. They were like, come downstairs. I'm like, okay, what's going on? And they're like, we know what happened. I was like, I don't know what happened.
They looked at you and they were like, Walker, I'm so disappointed.
You're on the leadership
you're on the
team.
Leadership team.
Yeah, I'm on the leadership
yeah.
team here. It was just a wild ride. It was like, what's going on?
And at that point, it was so hard not to laugh because Walker has his face when he gets in trouble.
Yeah.
He sucks his cheeks in and makes his face all along.
Yeah.
And don't do that.
You try to say you weren't involved in anything.
Yeah,
efforts.
I really was.
I don't, honestly, I swear to you, I don't remember anything. And that, everything except the thing, I guess, that I was in with Connor.
Everything except the
thing. I was sad that entire day.
The funny thing was, though, the funny thing was, like, you came in late to
with a cast.
And then you sat down, and they asked you, they're like, so what did you do? And you're like, I don't know anything.
But
we had already talked. So they were like, that's kind of funny because
I don't know if you if you saw me or not, but I'm like, Walker. I was like,
even if you had told me, I wouldn't have known what to say.
I was like, come on, Walker, just tell the truth.
Just they give me this medicine, I'm just feeling weird.
I was trying to spell it out for you. I was like, on my finger, like
TRUMP.
Yeah, last year was pretty crazy.
Good memories.
Let's talk about the ghost stories.
Oh yeah, yeah, most definitely. Who wants to start that out?
That story was really long.
It's good though. It's good.
Me and Connor saw this ghost van one night.
Yeah, every night. we would look out our window, and like outside the window, there's this whole
FBI
like,
car.
Yes, it was like an FBI car. They had like manila folders and everything.
Yeah, they had dossiers and everything.
So there was like, what's it called? Like a
van.
No, like where you parked the van.
A parking
lot. There's a whole parking lot outside our window. And every night at like 1 o'clock in the morning, we'd look out and the white van would show up.
No, it was black.
No, it was white.
Black.
No,
you guys
need to
get your story
straight.
No,
there's videos of it.
Fake story. This is fake.
Well, a van showed up.
A van and the same female. And it would just like, it would roll, it would stop in the same spot in the middle of the parking lot. And this girl would pull out a folder, look at the like the same sentence and not even move her head for a whole half hour.
Wait, how'd you know it was a sentence?
Because she hadn't moved her head or like flipped the page at all.
Like when you read, you usually like move your head.
Yeah,
like, but she's like,
I'm reading that like sit there.
She was just staring at it like it was a picture, but it was just like,
it was a big like dossier.
Her eyes could have been like moving.
Yeah.
Like,
some people
well,
just
yeah,
yeah, but you
know,
can't read like that because like
I
here's,
can
like let's
yeah
say,
I can
a
read
book.
Like that. Like I sit there and just like hold the book far away enough and just like read and
yeah,
but
it
wasn't
far
that
away.
Far.
It,
it
was like
okay,
was
now that's a little bit harder.
So like she was just staring at a word.
Unless it was just really small print and it was like
yeah.
a big paragraph on top and she was just reading that like
yeah. But anyway, keep going, keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. I had so many videos of this girl.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All
right. Please stop right there.
Okay. Let's talk about the Ouija board story.
Okay.
The Ouija board.
No, Walker. I think that you should start this off because you were the person that made it.
Okay. My female friend had a Ouija board, and I was like, "Oh, can I borrow that?" And she says, "No, but I can make you one." And I was like, okay, do that. So I went and got a canvas and some Sharpies. And she's like, okay, this will work. But I wish she would have got me something real. And so we spent like half an hour drawing out like a Ouija board. And it looked really nice.
It did.
But it was on canvas. And so we took it back up to our room and we played with it. And this was around the time that X was killed.
Yeah.
So we asked a bunch of questions about like that. And then
XXXTentacion,
yeah,
in case
yeah.
you don't know what X meant.
And then eventually it just like stopped working for us. And then me and Connor that night tried to do it again. And then I don't know if you don't know anything about Ouija boards, you should know that like if you contact a spirit named Zozo or like the letter Z O go back like back and forth between each other a lot. And you've contacted a bad spirit, and that happened.
We didn't know this at the time.
Yeah, we didn't know this, and we kept getting Zozo, and we were like, okay, we can't do this, so we put it in our closet, and then one of the TAs, which is like our like teachers, I guess, kind of
tutor assistant.
They're tutor advisors, is what they are, but they're like they're over us, kind of, and. One of them found out that we had a Ouija board, and he's like, no, I can't have that here. But there was no rule against it.
Technically, we could. It was just scaring other people, so...
Other people were worried that we were summoning a demon.
Yeah,
which
some girls left the program.
We kind of did.
Yeah, we did. And some weird stuff happened.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into later.
But that was... Was that really our fault?
Yeah, but...
I mean,
yeah,
it was already here.
Keep going.
Okay, well... anyway... The Ouija board was confiscated, and so we made another one and hid it from everybody. And it was very low budget and it looked bad and it didn't work. So about
even
a week,
more low budget than the canvas one.
Yeah.
Even
well, it was still on canvas. It just looked nasty.
Yeah.
And it was like ripped. It
looked like water paint.
Yeah. And then what happened? Did we find the?
Did we find it in
the trash room?
So the guy that took it, he put it in his closet. Up in, like, the top part, like, there's, like, shelves and stuff in the upper part of the closet. And, like, for the whole time he had it, he, like, couldn't sleep at all, and he would hear noises and stuff.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, and his toilet.
Yeah, his toilet, like, blew up.
No.
No, you're talking about...
Somebody.
Let's talk about that later.
Somebody, like, shit in his toilet.
That was
knowing.
He didn't have... He didn't have a room connected to anybody.
It was just like
so
a
it hasn't been either him or the ghost.
Or Wayne was...
It's fine, we'll believe it.
Or he was just sleep pooping. So
to get back to the story, he got scared shitless, dudes. And he gave us back the Ouija board. But when
no,
he
didn't
it,
we just find it?
No,
trash?
No,
no.
When he gave it back to us, it was all ripped up.
Yeah, he didn't want it anymore. He
ripped it up.
No, yeah. So
I think he ripped it up.
So what we did was we threw it away, but actually it was in your closet whenever we went back to go look for it. And then when me and Steve went back to check in the trash room, and it was gone.
Yeah, and then we went into that one other like empty dorm, like the empty room.
Oh yeah, it was in the
and it was in the closet.
You guys planted it there.
We did.
I know,
but it was
you
still
told
a good time.
No, but like Steve was like looking this up. He's like, okay, so the no, it was Connor. You're like, the only way that we can stop this is like with some type of water, and we have to like seal it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we put salt with like salt water in it.
You had to break it into six pieces, so we like
yeah.
Sealed it.
And like you have to dispose of it completely. Like we couldn't burn it because you know it's bad to burn a Ouija board.
Yeah, and
so
also we couldn't burn it here
on campus, yeah,
in the dorm.
So we ripped it, soaked it in water, and put it in the trash room.
And we made sure we sealed it really good.
Yeah,
so,
then it stayed there for like 2 weeks.
A few weeks go by. And we find it again. It's still in the bag.
Yeah. But it wasn't wet.
Yeah, no,
like,
no, like what it was, was it looked like it had been stabbed down the side and the bag that it was in was like ripped open and then it was just like laying out, like just sitting there.
Where was it then?
Huh?
Where was it then?
It was like in like a recycling
bin. I remember finding pieces of it like all throughout the door, like. All
yeah, there was
the
like
morning.
Some in the hallways.
There was like trails of pieces, and I found some in like there was like some in the trash room on the floor, and I found like some in some rooms and stuff, and like in the hallway. And
that bad Ouija board we had, we just threw away. I don't even think it counted.
Yeah,
that
wasn't real.
Yeah,
didn't acknowledge it.
Apparently, after all of this Ouija board had got torn up, I apparently got possessed.
Yes, you did.
I know. Okay, no, look, I opened my eyes and find Steve, Connor, shirtless.
I was there.
Lester hovering over me, or no, he was holding me down.
Lester is another.
Oh, what?
Lester was shirtless.
Oh yeah,
okay.
I was there doing like an indie dance.
To clarify, Lester's another one of our good friends who can't be on the podcast right now because he didn't come to the program this year, but this is well because he had to find a job. But
and
Lester's
there's
cool.
There is another one. His name is Jonah, but he cannot be with us because he graduated. He graduated.
From life.
No. He's just on a higher plane of existence.
Yeah,
no.
He was the one I found quoting Bible scriptures above me. He was like screaming out like every scripture in the book that he could remember.
Every scripture, really?
I said that he could remember.
Just to clarify, I was on top of him being the crap out of him with crosses on my hands.
Oh yeah. And Connor over here had a cross on his chest. And I heard him yell out, "If I cannot beat it out of him, I'll rape it out of him." So I thought I was getting raped in that moment. Like
you really
I,
did basically.
No.
They had already raped me.
I dry humped him. And then he woke up.
It really worked.
Like, it really did. Like,
I think that the ghost, like the demon that possessed him, is like he wasn't about that.
He's
oh shit, I'm not about this gay shit.
He's really homophobic.
I think we're onto something, guys. I think we're onto something. You know how like priests fuck little kids?
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to fuck the demons out of him or something.
Okay.
You know?
Wait, are you trying to justify?
No, I'm saying, maybe that's why.
Wait a minute.
You
don't have to be gay to rape a kid. Okay.
This just said Connor condones
too.
Yeah. It's just molestation.
This just said Connor condones child rape.
No,
I don't see where you're going with that. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Next. Let's. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait, that hurt.
That's what she said.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
What is the other side of the story?
What?
With possession.
No, I just thought I was getting raped.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But apparently I got
raped. And the demon was gone.
Either way, it kind of stuck around for a little bit because it, like, stayed in Minor Connor's room.
Yeah,
and, like, tapping on stuff. And one time our microwave went off and we weren't even doing anything. We were, like, in bed.
And, like, we put... Me and Walker wore cross necklaces. And we put them on the door handle. And, like...
They would, like...
Move by themselves. But there was no airflow.
Yeah, there was no airflow at all.
Oh, and, if you guys didn't know the dynamics of... Or, like, you guys probably... You guys really won't. But the dynamics of the room, it was... Okay, so imagine that Connor,
just a normal
college dorm, but imagine that Connor and Christian's was sort of in the middle of the hallway Connor and Walker's was sort of in the middle on the left side, and then, like, me and Steve, we were rooming, and then Christian
and the Jackson guy
and Jackson
mentioned
rooming together, but everybody's room was, like, two or three doors down from Walker's and Connor's. So it was just, you know, we could easily just walk to their room. So that's where we all hung out.
Yeah, it was like the center room.
Yeah.
Their
headquarters.
Which was connected to another person's room, which we also hung out in.
A vape board.
Yeah, vape board.
Yeah.
That's probably why he had no Zozo interactions.
It was Vapelord and Gaylord.
Vapelord and Gaylord. Wyatt's Vapelord?
Yeah. Wyatt was Vapelord.
No, we're allowed to say Wyatt's part of the group.
Yeah.
So
every time
we
say Vapelord,
why
don't
you give him a code name?
No, yeah, I don't understand. Okay, so we told
That's
Wyatt
Jonah.
That he was gonna be in this. Yeah, Wyatt is Jonah. Jonah's
yeah.
Wyatt.
And Vapelord also.
And yeah, Wyatt is Jonah and Vapelord. He said he was going to be in the podcast with us. Like,
he's just not here.
Right here.
He might be on some future podcast, maybe.
Most definitely.
Well, yeah, we want to try to get him on.
If we can.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Like, maybe on, like, graduating day, if we can, like, get him in a short segment, like, we will definitely get him on the podcast.
So, have you guys ever done DMT?
Stop. No, I would.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God, guys. You guys got arrested.
So,
what do you mean?
I'm wearing a hat.
Okay.
What?
What's the hat wearing on
that? I don't know. It just kind of fell on my head.
We're getting off topic.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. What were we talking about, actually?
What's our next topic? Or are we still
on we were supposed to be talking about music. And then we started getting off into college and then ghost stories.
Well,
so
let's talk about music. So
yeah.
Okay. We're going to go around the circle. We'll start with Markel and work our way around to Christian. And back to Markel. Let's name, like, three bands or artists that we enjoy musically.
Ew, music is bad.
no, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Is musically still a thing?
No, it's just TikTok.
So,
like, you actually got bought out. Like,
yeah.
So, three artists I like. I listen to a lot of folk music or indie or whatever you call it. I like Cave Town, Peach Pit, and I listen to a lot of lo-fi, and I'll count that as an artist just because it's just a genre of music.
Smasher?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm more of like a Vietnam War song type guy. CCR, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin. But I'm also into a lot more like...
Connor likes the Beatles.
No, fuck the Beatles.
I like the Beatles.
The only Beatle I liked is... George Harrison and Ringo.
Ringo is cool.
Ringo's like a good
guy.
Ringo's got a fat nose, but he's a cool guy.
I love Ringo.
He's the best drummer.
I like Tyler the Creator.
Oh, yeah, I love Tyler the Creator.
And, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I like a lot of video game music. Mostly Treyarch, Call of Duty, zombie music.
Fountains of Wayne.
I also like CCR, like Connor, and Johnny Cash. I'm not a country person, but Johnny Cash had a good legacy of music.
Not a lot of
not,
him, we're talking
country. Southwestern shit, yeah, but, yeah.
I would say Queen, one of my favorite bands. I like this one guy, Ken Ashcourt, who's mostly on YouTube, but he has all kinds of stuff on other
media. I don't know. Anything a little bit like old rock and roll.
I love old rock. Old rock's fun. Now for the music man.
I don't listen to anything past 1978. So like, I like the Eagles. I like the Stones. I like Dylan. I like. There's a new guy that's from the town we're from named Ian No, and he's really good. He just released an album on the chart at number 18.
Yeah, I like Ian No.
On the charts. And just really folk rock stuff. Stones are probably my favorite band right now, but I followed the Eagles for years. Seen them live twice. It's pretty dope. But Christian?
I like a really wide variety of music, so I'm going to give a wide variety of artists on like the spectrums of genre of music. So like I like stuff like the Kinks, and but then also like newer stuff, probably like Tyler the Creator, and then some more like folk type stuff like Ian No, Bob Dylan, stuff like that. Ian No, like Walker said, is a really like newer artist who just came out of our hometown, and he's blowing up right now. He's doing some big things, and he has a lot of talent, and I want to see him get big. And
me and Christian play guitar,
yeah,
and sing, and we were gonna do an album together, but
well,
then the place we recorded at shut down. So
yeah, well, I don't really sing. I try, but I'm bad.
As do I.
You know, I'm gonna add two or three more into what I like, because just because I don't seem like this type of person, but I really, really do like Bad Brains. I like
good punk band.
Yeah, I really do like them. But also I like Young Gravy, just because he's a meme rapper, mostly. And Cage the Elephants, I really, yeah. But
what about Nirvana?
Ew. go ahead.
I hate
those days. Nirvana obsession are over.
Nirvana is the worst band in history.
Like for 8th grade freshman year.
Nah, man. What's that one?
Remember when we were all obsessed with 21 Pilots?
Oh no! Oh yeah!
Oh,
no, I remember I used to like
so many 21 Pilots
on the radio, and now just sit in silence.
That's one of my least favorite songs.
Gotta go play Mortal Kombat.
Nobody thinks what I think. Nobody dreams what I think. It's fine.
It
though, like
the podcast is starting to get long.
All right, no, hold on. I'm just gonna say this real quick.
This has been a lot better. We've tried this now like
this
a couple times.
Third take.
Yeah,
this
like
is the
third
best.
Fourth take.
This is the best.
This turned out pretty good.
This one did turn out pretty good. The first few were horrible. The first one we went on for
like. Markel
couldn't
even get his name right.
Nah, yeah.
We went the first one we went on for like 30 minutes, but then.
But it was a struggle to get that 30 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, like the last 20 minutes were great, but
ended up crashing.
This one's more organized.
But like, I just want to end on this, guys. Like, just so they know like what we are. Like, just say one thing about your personality that tells you how different we are from each other. And I'm gonna start with Christian and go this way around.
Gay.
Yeah, bisexual.
Are we saying adjectives to describe ourselves?
Just
yeah,
anything.
Any word.
Yeah, any word.
Well, yeah, it kind of has to be an adjective.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Just go ahead.
Who's starting?
You. I'm going this way around.
Who do I start with?
You, no, you start with
you.
Yourself.
You describe yourself,
then
Walker describes himself, and so on.
What about Isaiah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, Isaiah switched spots. This is hard.
Yeah, it is hard. It's like when
we're really complex people. Not to sound arrogant, but we are.
Yeah,
we really.
I was gonna say.
I mean, well, that makes us.
That
like
does make
changes.
Us.
No,
I was
no,
gonna.
Well, like if they understand where we came from.
Well, yeah.
How much we went through.
Yeah,
and
it really does make us sound like teenagers. That's
okay.
Like so complex.
No, but no, like if you know who we are, we've been through a lot of stuff together.
Especially
like
together.
Yeah, like we've literally been through hell and back
not
in the most literal
yet.
Sense. Or, yeah, not
yeah, we're
back
still
yet.
There.
But like in the most literal sense, we've gone through a lot of stuff together. We're really hardened, callous people. Like it's
wait
yeah,
before
like,
we end it, should we talk about like a little like
Civil War we had.
Oh yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, we
had like six.
No, the big one. The,
this last one.
All right,
I don't remember that.
Wait, should we finish the adjectives or do we just not talk?
I don't know.
Let's think on it.
Let's think on it.
Like,
at
the end.
We'll
come
intro.
Back to it at the end. So, the little civil war we had started out over a girl, actually.
Oh, I wasn't even in that.
Yeah, no, you weren't. You were completely out of this.
I'm, like, out of everything, boys.
I'm sorry, Walker.
She texted me right when we started this.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
he
showed Christian.
It. Yeah, on Snapchat.
So,
Oh, Babalola Timothy. Very sorry, friend.
He's a Nigerian from Nigeria that he thinks is in Africa.
Yeah.
A Nigerian that's in Nigeria, but he thinks it's from
Africa.
It's
Walker's Nigerian friend who thinks Walker's famous.
He wants to buy me, he wants me to buy him an iPhone, but no.
Okay, so continue the story.
Yeah, so Christian had a girlfriend, and I'm not going to say her age or her name.
Yeah.
Let's call her Scarlett.
Scarlett, yeah. Jim. No. Yeah, Scarlett, Christian had broke up with Scarlett, and me and my other friend, who I know will not care how I say his name is Blake, we didn't think that was right, because we thought that he broke up with Scarlett to get with his previous girlfriend, who is very happy with, and I support him in his previous relationship. I never doubted his previous relationship in the first place. I just, at first I thought it was wrong that he'd do that to her to go for someone else, like, yeah.
But I didn't do that.
Yeah.
That was
a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. I didn't even start talking to her until like 2 months after all that.
So, Christian, Blake, and I, we got into it. And then Connor's like, you know what, guys, it's not right that you're kind of targeting Christian for making a decision. And we're like, no, we're not trying to do that. We're just trying to tell him our opinion. And it just got out of control, and what actually happened was I didn't get kicked out of the group, because my girlfriend at that time, she was like, no, guys, give him another chance, let him stay.
I chose to leave.
So my friend Blake, they kicked him out, and I'm like, I can't do that to Blake, because he's been my friend for the longest time. I've been with him since kindergarten, so I removed myself from the group. And then there was this whole long period of time where, like, me and Blake didn't talk to any of the guys except for Lester, because, you know,
Lester was neutral.
You can't not love Lester.
Lester's always neutral with everyone.
Yeah.
So
is Walker.
So
he shit talks Walker every day. But
I hate Lester now. I don't even care.
Wait, what happened?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hate Morgan.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's get off that topic.
Sad. So, speaking of, like, going back to the music topic, there's a new and upcoming band called Greta Van Fleet that's really bringing classic rock back.
And
how did we get on that?
Wait, yeah.
No, it was the previous topic before the closing. You know,
we were
talking
about the Civil War?
Yeah, we just talked about it. Like,
it stopped in the middle of it.
No, like,
that was about it.
Yeah, that was
the resolution of that was, like, we just slowly talked to Mark Elegant. I hugged him one time. He's like, what's going on? And then we joined the tennis team together.
That was what really brought us back together.
I remember, like, I'm like, I can't do this. I can't be on a team with the people that I hate. Like, I didn't hate you guys, but like I can't not talk to somebody if they're not talking to me. Like, it just, okay, so, like, it's an awkward moment. Like, if you're sitting here and you don't like me, and, you know, we have hard feelings about each other, I can't just sit there and, like, be on the same team with you. I'd either have to quit or I have to man up and just, like, get past my bitching. And, like, you know what? It's stupid.
Well, it made it less awkward because of that group chat we made before tennis practice started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I quit tennis because I hate the tennis coach.
All in all, guys, don't fight with your friends.
Me and Mark Howard are the only ones that ended up staying in tennis.
You should fight with your friends. But don't go to drastic measures to
support
your friends.
See,
don't beat your friends.
Don't play Russian roulette.
No,
it's consensual.
See, what we did was a lot more dramatic than it had to be. Like, the way I explained it, it was a little less dramatic than it was actually.
It was very dramatic.
Yeah,
it was very
it was to the point, like, where friends that we didn't even know were getting mad. Like, there's a guy, and for right now we'll name him Johnson, but He's like, yeah, I see how Connor and them like left you guys. I think he's leaving me too. And like, we're like, just go talk to him. Jeez. And then so at a festival we have in Betaville called the Woolly Worm, we kind of like tried to confront him about it, but you know, it really had nothing to do with him. We were just bringing our frustration on him. So
yeah. Also, I never told you, but our physics teacher, you know, she like on the last day of school, I was the only person in her class on the last day of school because everybody else had like left school or whatever, or was just in some other teacher's class. And it was just me and her. And she like looked at me and she was like, you know, I'm really glad you and Markel became friends again. Because she was like, I saw you two at the beginning of the year and you two were like such good friends and like getting along and laughing and stuff and like cracking up in the back of class. And then you guys stopped like talking and it just broke my heart. And she was like, it made me so happy to see you two start talking to each other again.
She's a really good teacher.
Yeah, she is.
Well, guys, I think we have reached our time, so if you have your words, you can go ahead and say them.
We can't end on that. We have to...
I don't know. It's been 50 minutes.
That was a good note. Wait, did we stop it?
No, we haven't stopped it yet.
The word.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
That's
what
the word right. Thing.
The adjective.
So, Christian, you got your word yet?
So, we're doing the adjective thing now. We're going to start with Christian Marker.
Does it have to be... It has to be a single word?
No, you can make it more than just one word.
I don't know.
Maybe three.
This is really vague. I'm just going to say open-minded.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
Nina?
So, next.
I'm just going to use one word. Hungry.
All right.
Okay, hungry at all times.
Fine is meant to be vague, but simple.
Well, mine's kind of two words because I can't do it in one. 99% of the time, neutral support.
This is gonna sound like really like emo, but it's not. I promise. Probably like lost.
Dang it, Connor!
Don't really like
why
know
you
my place in the world.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay. So since Connor was gonna copy off me, I actually had more than three words, but I was gonna say confused. Not sort of broken, but shattered. Not shattered, but cracked. No, it was confused.
Stop being 2012.
No, I'm serious. It's a confused, cracked shell.
I bet you listen to Skillet too, don't you?
Limp Bizkit.
No, like I have reasoning behind it, but yeah, confused, cracked shell.
All right, let's end it with a ooh wah wah wah.
Oh, wah wah wah.
Well,
wait,
hold
on, boys. This has been a good podcast. Good note to end off on. This has been probably the edgiest podcast in existence.
Please come to our other podcast session. Or don't come to it. Listen to it.
don't come. Also,
unless you're Alex Jones.
Also, if you
cool.
have any advice, leave it in the comments. Any advice would help us out a lot because we don't know what we're doing.
Yes, we fucking suck.
Don't be gay.
We know our audio is shit.
Yeah, we know.
We're
so
recording
Samsung. Don't leave any comments below like saying your audio is fucking shit.
Because we
like,
know this. We know we're shit. Okay.
I mean, that's exactly what they're going to leave now.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives us more comments. More views.
No, if you comment that we're shit, please do. I want you to comment anything in the world that you feel. No, not anything in the world. Okay.
No.
Okay. Somebody just shit their pants. We gotta go.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks for coming.
This is Lowland Radio,
boys. Ooh, wah, wah, wah. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh,